etiquette of religion, good manners, courtesy, respect, good manners, courtesy, respect, good manners, etiquette of religion, etiquette of religion.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله عز وجل. Once again we are here presenting the program Islamic Etiquettes. In this program, we hear about the ethics, manners, and the beautiful teachings of Islam. In a previous episode, we've heard ahadith and the sayings of our pious saints about numerous actions. In today's program, we're going to hear about the respect for Shaykh, in other words, a spiritual guide, the need for a spiritual guide, and the benefits of pledging allegiance. But before we proceed any further, let's listen to the blessing of reciting durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "The one who recites 100 durood upon me during the day and at night, Allah Almighty will fulfill his 100 wishes, 70 of the hereafter and 30 of the world. And Allah Almighty will appoint an angel who will convey that durood to my grave just like your presented gifts. Indeed, my knowledge after my passing will be similar to that in my life." Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, the final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, is alive in his grave even today. And whenever we recite durood, it is also presented in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And the final Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, "Prophets are alive in their grave and they are given sustenance. Whenever we recite a durood, our durood will be presented in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And what can be a greater honor than the point that our names will be presented in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? What great honor that our salam, our durood is presented in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam." My dear viewers of Madani Channel, in today's program, we're going to listen to some of the Madani pearls about respect for a spiritual guide. But before this, let's listen to the need for a spiritual guide and some of the benefits of pledging allegiance. To become a disciple of someone, we pledge allegiance, bayat. The literal meaning of bayat is to be sold. In the terminology of Sharia and Sufism, there are different forms of it, one of which is that giving our hand in the hand of a perfect spiritual guide, repenting of past sins, intending to perform good deeds in the future while refraining from sins and making it the source of ma'rifah of Allah Almighty is bayat. This is sunnah, and in today's practice it is called piri muridi. The evidence of pledging allegiance is present in the Holy Quran as well. Hence in part 15 of Surah Bani Israel, verse number 71, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ نَدْعُوا كُلَّ أُنَاسٍ بِإِمَامِهِمْ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, on the day when we shall summon every group along with its leader. Under this verse, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala states, "From this, we learned that we should make a pious person our leader in the world by imitating him in Sharia and pledging allegiance in Tariqat so that we would be resurrected with the virtuous. If a person does not have a pious leader, his leader will be Shaitan." This verse contains the evidence of taqleed, pledging allegiance, and becoming a disciple. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam received the pledge of allegiance from his holy companions at different times. And one of the occasions is mentioned in the Holy Quran as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُبَايِعُونَكَ إِنَّمَا يُبَايِعُونَ اللَّهِ يَدُ اللَّهِ فَوْقَ أَيْدِيهِمْ فَمَنْ نَكَثَ فَإِنَّمَا يَنْكُثُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ أَوْفَى بِمَا عَاهَدَ عَلَيْهُ اللَّهُ فَسَيُؤْتِيهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Translation from Kanzul Iman, "Those who pledge allegiance to you, O beloved, they actually pledge allegiance to Allah. Allah's hand of power is above their hands. So whoever breaches the covenant, he has breached a big covenant of his. And whoever fulfills the covenant which he made with Allah, so very soon Allah will bestow upon him a great reward." Dear Yusuf Madani channel, in Ahadith, the Pledge of Allegiance is also mentioned. We get evidence from Ahadith as well. If you look at the Holy Companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, on various occasions, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam received the Pledge of Allegiance from his Holy Companions alayhi wa ridwan. And that Pledge of Allegiance is used to be for various things. For example, sometimes for taqwa and obedience, sometimes for the well-wishing of people, and sometimes to obey the leader in the actions which are not sins. In addition to this, it is proven that the Holy Companions alayhim wa ridwan pledged allegiance to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam on other occasions as well. Hence, Sayyidina Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala states, "We pledged allegiance to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam to listen and to obey him while preferring him over ourselves in difficulty and convenience, happiness and sadness. And we pledged allegiance that we would not battle with anyone against his rule, and we would not say anything except the truth, and wherever we were, and would not fear the criticism of any fault finder." Sayyidina Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala states, "We were present in a gathering with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, 'You should pledge allegiance to me for the matter that you will not associate anyone with Allah Almighty, will not commit adultery, will not commit theft, and will not murder the person unjustly killing whom Allah Almighty has declared haram. The one amongst you who fulfills this promise, his reward is upon Allah Almighty, and the one who has committed any of these haram actions and he is punished, it is expiation for it. And the one who committed any of these actions and Allah Almighty concealed him, his matter is upon Allah Almighty. If he wills, he will forgive him, and if he wills, he will punish him." So then Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala quotes in Tafsir al-Kabir, "When 70 Holy Companions alayhim ridwan pledged allegiance to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam on Laytul Uqba in Makkah, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiyallahu ta'ala said, 'Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you may have us agree with any condition for your Lord and yourself.' The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, 'About your Lord, the condition is that you should worship him and should not associate anyone with him. And about me, the condition is that you should safeguard me just like you safeguard yourself and your wealth.'" The Holy Companions, alayhim ridwan, asked, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when we do this, what reward will we get?" The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, "Paradise." The Holy Companions, alayhim ridwan, replied, "This is certainly a profitable pledge of allegiance. We will neither break this pledge of allegiance nor demand to break it." On this occasion, this verse was revealed. Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, "Inna Allah ashtara minal mu'minina anfusahum wa amwalahum bi anna lahumul jannah." Translation from Kanzul Iman: "Indeed, Allah has purchased from the Muslims their wealth and lives in this exchange that for them is paradise." Now, my dear viewers of Madani channel, what does this tell us? It means that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would receive the pledge of allegiance from his Holy Companions alayhim ridwan. They would pledge allegiance for Islam and other good matters. But now, as we pledge allegiance to our spiritual guide, that is the pledge of allegiance for repentance. In other words, we go to him and repent for our sins and resolve to perform good deeds in the future. We establish an association with him because his silsila, his connection, while going through his shuyukh, reaches the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Thus, we will also get the blessings of this association. My dear viewers of Madani channel, there are many blessings of pledging allegiance. Let's listen to some of them. By pledging allegiance to a perfect spiritual guide, we become associated with the perfect spiritual guide because of which, in addition to the reformation of the inner self, the passion of loving good deeds and the hatred towards sins develops. While describing the company of a perfect spiritual guide and its benefits, Sayyidina Faqih Abdul Wahid ibn Ashir rahmatullahi ta'ala states, "Adopt the company of a perfect spiritual guide because he will safeguard you from the path of destruction. Looking at him will remind you of Allah Almighty, and while performing the accountability of nafs so decently and safeguarding you from the dangers of the heart, in other words, satanic whispers in the heart, he will connect you with Allah Almighty. Because of his company, your fara'id and nawafil will become safeguarded. In addition to the cleaning of the heart, the wealth of abundance, zikr, will be granted, and he will help you in every matter regarding Allah Almighty." Ala Hazrat, Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Maulana Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala, was asked, "Is becoming a disciple wajib or sunnah?" Why do we become a disciple? Why is there a need for a spiritual guide, and what benefits do we attain? In response to this, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, replied, becoming a disciple is a sunnah, and its benefit is that the silsila which has continued from the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's companion got blessings from the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. From them, Taba'een attained the blessings. From them, the latter ones attained the blessings. Thus, we will get a share from the blessings which has continued from the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And in the words of the Holy Quran, Siratul Ladina An'amta Alayhim, translation from Kanzul Iman, the path of those upon whom you have bestowed favor. There was a guidance towards the Pledge of Allegiance. Even it was said, Man la shaykha lahu, fa shaykhuhu shaytan, meaning the one who has no spiritual guide, his guide is shaitan. The pious people of Allah Almighty are observing right in the world the blessings of becoming a disciple of a perfect spiritual guide after keeping correct beliefs. But those who cannot observe them will see the benefits of pledging allegiance in the grave, in the hereafter, and during the agonies of death. Because with the blessing of pledging allegiance, the stages of the hereafter will become easier. This is also from the benefits of pledging allegiance that these spiritual guides or shuyukh and the founders of silsila do not remain heedless of their disciples and associated people and help them in difficult times. Hence, Sayyidina Imam Abdul Wahhab Sha'rani rahmatullahi ta'ala states, indeed, all imams, awliya, and scholars and shuyukh rahimahullah intercede for their followers and disciples. When the soul of their disciple leaves the body, when Munkar and Nakir question him in the grave, when his book of deeds is open in the hereafter, when his accountability is held, when his deeds are weighed, and when he walks on the bridge of Sirat, at all these stages, they watch him and do not become heedless of him in any place. In general, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are numerous benefits of pledging allegiance to a perfect spiritual guide, but the greatest benefit is that it causes faith to remain safe. Sometimes, a person remains safeguarded from the misguidance of shaitan. When the agonies of death occur, in this most difficult time, shaitan comes with his followers in disguise of the friends and the relatives of the dying person and try to distract him from Islam. Now, if a person is a disciple of a perfect spiritual guide, he defeats their tricks, and by the mercy of Allah Almighty and by the blessings of his perfect spiritual guide, he becomes successful in leaving the world with his faith safely. Let's listen to a parable. Let's listen to a story in this regard. It is mentioned in Malfuzat-e Ala Hazrat, page number 493. When the agonies of death of Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala occurred, Shaitan came, and at that time, Shaitan tries his best to seize the faith of the dying person. If he deviates at that time, he will never return. He asked him, meaning Shaitan asked Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala, you spent your entire life having debates and discussion. Did you recognize the Lord as well? He replied, indeed, the Lord Azza wa Jal is one. Shaitan asked, what's the evidence? He gave one evidence. Shaitan the accursed was a teacher of angels. He refuted that evidence. Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala gave another evidence, but Shaitan refuted that as well. Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala gave 360 evidences and Shaitan refuted all of them. Then Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala became extremely worried and hopeless. His spiritual guide, Sayyidina Najmuddin Kubra rahmatullahi ta'ala, was performing wudu in a faraway place. He called out from there, why don't you say that you believe in the oneness of the Lord Azza wa Jal without any evidence? My dear Yusuf Madani Channel, from this parable we learn that we should pledge allegiance to a perfect spiritual guide, because a spiritual attention dispels the shaitanic whispers and is a powerful source of safeguarding faith as well. Dame naz'a shaitana iman lele, hifazat ki farma dua ghaus-e azam, muridin ki maut tauba pe hogi, hai ye aap hi ka kaha ghaus-e azam, meri maut bhi aaye tauba pe murshid, ہوں میں بھی مرید آپ کا غوث اعظم کرم آپ کا گر ہوا تو یقیناً نہ ہوگا برا خاتمہ غوث اعظم انشاءاللہ عزوجل. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, as you've heard that because of the help of a perfect spiritual guide and through the medium of the spiritual guide, Allah Almighty kept the faith safeguarded from the attacks of shaitan. We should certainly pledge allegiance to a perfect spiritual guide, but before making someone our spiritual guide, it is necessary to check whom we are making our spiritual guide, whether he is eligible for this or not. Ala Hazrat, Rahmatullahi ta'ala states, four conditions are necessary to receive the pledge of allegiance and become a spiritual guide. One is that he should be a Sunni with correct beliefs. In other words, his beliefs should be exactly according to the Sharia. He should have beliefs which pious saints have taught us. The second condition is that he has essential knowledge, because an ignorant person cannot recognize the Lord Azza wa Jal. Essential knowledge means that he should know Shari'i rulings about the things which he does. In addition to Salah, fast, zakah, etc., he will carry out sales and purchase, so he should also know rulings about it. If he got married, then he should know the rulings about it as well. And whatever he does, he should have the teachings of Sharia about it. The third condition is that he should avoid major sins, because it is wajib to dishonor a sinner and to honor a spiritual guide. How can both things occur together? The fourth condition is that he should have the permission of the rightly connected silsila, as the people of spirituality have agreed upon. We should not pledge allegiance to such a person who misses any of these four conditions, nor should we make him our spiritual guide. Allama Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala states, when a person wants to become a disciple, he should make thorough inquiries. Otherwise, if he made such a person his spiritual guide who has incorrect beliefs, he will lose his iman, he will lose his faith as well. Now, my dear Vizukh Mala, inshallah, if a fortunate person pledges allegiance to a perfect spiritual guide and becomes his disciple, he should completely respect his spiritual guide to attain blessings from him, because all the matters of tariqat depend on respect. It is stated in the Holy Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman, O believers, do not advance yourselves before the command of Allah and His beloved Messenger, and fear Allah. Indeed, Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. Sayyidina Abu Ali Daqqaq rahmatullahi ta'ala states, a person reaches paradise through obedience and reaches the Lord through respect. Sayyidina Zunnun Misri rahmatullahi ta'ala states, when a disciple does not care about respect, he returns to the same point from where he started. Sayyidina Ibn Mubarak rahmatullahi ta'ala states, we have more need for attaining a little respect in comparison to attaining much knowledge. In one place, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala gave immense importance to a piece of advice from Sheikh Saadi rahmatullahi ta'ala. He said, what is the reason that a disciple, despite being a scholar and a follower of Sharia and Tariqat, cannot attain blessing from his perfect spiritual guide? Probably, its reason is that most religious scholars who have passed out from Madaris consider themselves superior to the spiritual guide, or the pride of action and the thought of being something leaves them good for nothing. Otherwise, listen to the advice of Sayyidina Sheikh Saadi rahmatullahi ta'ala. He states, when the person who wants to attain something intends to get something, though he is full of brilliances, he should leave the brilliance at the door. In other words, he should adopt humility and think that he does not know anything. If he comes as an empty-handed person, he will get something. And the person who considers himself full, remember that in a full pot, nothing else can be added. My dear Vizukh Mala channel, there are many respects of the spiritual guide. Let's listen to some more regarding this. It is compulsory for a disciple not to say the word why to his spiritual guide, because all shayukhs are agreed on the point that the person who said why to his spiritual guide will not become successful in tariqat. It is necessary that a disciple never thinks that he has completely fulfilled the right of his spiritual guide, though he serves his spiritual guide for 1,000 years and spends hundreds of thousands of dollars on him. And then, after serving him so much and spending so much wealth, the disciple thinks that he has fulfilled some right of his spiritual guide, he will bear an unimaginable loss in tariqat. My dear viewers of Madani channel, let's listen to some of the manners regarding a spiritual guide which Sayyidina Murshid Abu Abbas Mursi rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated. He rahmatullahi ta'ala states, O disciple, you should not consider words your spiritual guide ingrained in your heart through speeches, Madani muzakara, writing messages or letters unfruitful, meaning useless, because sometimes the benefit of the words appear after the passing of the spiritual guide. Hence, O son, safeguard completely whatever you hear from your spiritual guide, though you do not understand the benefits of that word at the time of listening to it. Ali Marsafi rahmatullahi ta'ala states, it is compulsory for a disciple that he does not stretch his feet towards a spiritual guide, whether Shaykh is alive or has passed away, whether it is night or day, whether he is present or absent, he should make sure to respect his spiritual guide. My dear viewers of Madan channel, it is compulsory for a disciple to respect the children of a spiritual guide and tries to serve them as well. If the spiritual guide is upset with him, he should immediately try to please him. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala states, a spiritual guide has so many right over his disciple that it is impossible to completely fulfill them, but he should certainly fulfill as many rights as he can. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, in this age, one of the spiritual guides who strictly follows Sharia is Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya. He follows the creed of Ala Hazrat, and Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya has received a khilafah from the successor of Ala Hazrat, Sayyid Qutb Madina Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, and hundreds of thousands of people throughout the world are his disciples. Alhamdulillah. If you're not a disciple of anyone, you should pledge allegiance to a spiritual guide who has the correct belief. You can also become a disciple of Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya if you wish. Inshallah, you will get to learn Islamic teachings in a really good way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to pledge allegiance to a perfect spiritual guide and enable us to respect our spiritual guide and grant us his blessings. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Etiquette of religion, good manners, courtesy, respect, good manners. Good manners, courtesy, respect, good manners. Etiquette of religion, etiquette of religion.